Hello, everybody. Well, Trump's tariffs finally kicking in. Yet more insanity from the runaway Trump train, as to be expected. Now, as Maggie Thatcher said, you can't buck the market. And she is one of the household gods of international conservatism. Even Trump spoke warmly about her legacy, not that he would know or understand anything about it. And obviously she got it wrong too. But the United States stock market has responded very badly indeed to Trump's tariff announcement, especially as Canada's riposted. And Trump, one of his few boasts that had substance to it about his first term is the stock market did well under him. Now, the stock market almost always goes up. Yes, a few wobbles occasionally goes down and things like that. But almost every president since Roosevelt has entered the stock market higher than it was at the beginning of his term. So this is not looking good for Trump at all. So major brands like Amazon, Apple, Nike, they've seen their share value take a tumble. So my goodness, obviously Wall Street doesn't like it one bit. Anyway, Mark Carney, he's the new Prime Minister of Canada, said there'll be a 25% tariff on most US manufactured vehicles. And obviously selling automobiles to Canada is a major export for the United States. So the United Kingdom is going to hit back, and the UK has got a 400 long page of list of possible targets, US products it might sanction, we'll see. So almost every country's got at least 10% tariffs on them. The United Kingdom has got one of the lowest ones. It is on 10%. Fortunately for the United Kingdom, Trump quite likes the UK. Republic of Ireland, he doesn't really like us or the European Union generally. He's hit us quite hard and so on. So goodness. Now, some of these will take effect from the 9th, that's Saturday, and so on. And obviously, I don't know the United States Constitution enough. It surprised me you can do this by presidential authority. It doesn't have to go through Congress. I mean, I know that's the way it worked when we did it last time as well. So anyway, JCB, originally it was a British company, actually, Joseph C. Bamford. But they've got factories in the United States, and they say they're going to double the size of their factory in Texas. So therefore, it won't be an import and so on. So there will be a few winners as well as a few losers. But, you know, Trump is into trade wars. Well, wars are almost never good, even trade wars. So you only want to fight one if absolutely unavoidable. And Justin Trudeau, starting before he stood down as PM of Canada, was saying, well, we didn't choose this fight. You force us into this. So, of course, we're going to hit back. If you hurt us, we'll hurt you, and so on, until the American public are going to say, hey, we've got to stop this. We've got to remove this because we're not selling enough of our products to Canada, for instance, because they're slapping a massive tariff on our goods. And so Canadians aren't buying them in sufficient numbers because they're very expensive. So Trump wants Americans to buy American. Okay, now some of them do that already. Why do countries trade with each other at all? That's because one country can produce a good, an item that another can't, or they can produce it cheaper, or they can produce a higher quality one, right? So American people will sometimes start buying American products, but it might be more expensive. It might be poorer quality. American manufacturers think, well, we can actually increase the price. It is just below the alternative, the imported alternative, and so forth. And so American consumers will buy maybe more American goods or just not buy it at all, because they can't afford it. It's going to be more expensive. And obviously, the US is going to be hit. It's going to be losing factory jobs. And remember, one of Trump's main promises was to bring back manufacturing jobs. They're going to be semi-effective, okay? Because the USA is one country. I know it's a big economy, a big chunk of the world economy, but, you know, it's still not most of it. It's still like not even 20% of the global economy. And exporting was very, very successful for them. Now, in his first term, he did have those tariffs for almost 3 years. And they were semi-effective, the tariffs on China, but it was on China and almost no other country. And China was quite fragile then. And actually, Chinese economic fragility has continued, which is giving him more leverage in this one. The sanctions are really against the whole world, friend and foe alike, is really not smart at all. And obviously, the European Union is a bigger economic bloc than the United States, just. And it somewhat depends how you measure it. So it's 20% tariffs on the European Union, 54% on China, and so forth. So he really is wrecking the world trade system. His former vice president, Vice Pence, has come out against it. So it's really economically illiterate. Now, I've never studied economics, and I'm very cognizant of my limitations on this. And because I know this is a deficiency of mine, that's why I turn to people who've got an economic education, to those with an expertise in this sphere, rather than like Trump hubristically assuming I know better than all the authorities and I'll just make it up as I go along. And obviously the grand old party is following him along. Now, this is one issue in which Trump is consistent, because way back with the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, was concluded in 1993 under President Bill Clinton, Trump was against it at the time. And the Reform Party, led by Ross Perot, was against it in the 92 election and the 96 election. Ross Perot is since dead. The Reform Party has tumbled away, scarcely exists now. But Trump was expressing that view, that great sucking sound, as Ross Perot said, of jobs going south of the Mexican border. And some of them did. And actually, this new trade deal that that Trump achieved with Canada and Mexico in his first term, in some ways better, in some ways worse, and so on. But you see, that was more moderate, it was more targeted, and so on. There's only so far as far that you can go. Canada's a very wealthy country. I mean, Mexico is not as wealthy as the United States, but the gap is not as huge as it was in the 90s, and partly because of NAFTA. So American consumers got cheaper goods. And the thing is, you can't completely decouple the economies. There are American companies which rely on certain components of raw materials from other countries. And so they're going to be way more expensive. He's going to pass on to consumers. Trump is asinine to believe that China is going to pay the tariffs. No, they're not. American consumers, the companies, they're going to be paying the tariffs when they import into the United States. So, it's true that the Chinese will not be able to sell such a volume of their products in the United States. People won't be purchasing them such numbers because they'll just be too pricey and so on. So, It's not really reciprocal. So they'll be carefully targeted. I mean, the Chinese were very canny. They put tariffs on certain American goods that they knew were particularly manufactured in swing states and so on. So it's not his first trade war against China is not the outright victory that he claimed it would be. So some companies are going to be producing, well, more companies are going to be producing more automobiles in the United States, for example, to avoid this. So Mark Carney says he would like to bring these tariffs to an end, but that doesn't mean they're going to be capitulation. You've got to hit back, or why wouldn't the tariffs go even higher? So it is really quite foolish. So global trade is going to go down. The United States currently charges about 4% tariffs on goods imported. Sorry, the United Kingdom charges 4% on most goods imported from the United States. But this could go a lot higher. So I think it really is foolish and it's damaging this thing. And okay, he said he was going to do it. Now, the European Union is not happy about it, but they're going to hit back. So some shares have dropped 19%, and this may be just the beginning, but actually, so they're obviously winners and losers. AstraZeneca, GlaxoSmithKline, and so on, these pharmaceutical manufacturers in the United States, their share prices have gone up. Now, the United States is not putting tariffs on every single item. So some things that the Americans really need, they're not putting tariffs on, such as pharmaceutical semiconductors, copper, some lumber, things like that. So the United Kingdom sells quite a lot of medicines to the United States, about $6.6 billion. So there are all sorts of things that the UK can put tariffs on. Now, Scotch, as in whiskey, there are obviously tariffs on that from the United States. Trump's beloved Scotland, you know, his mother's native land, is going to hurt them because the USA is a major, probably the major export market for them. So I think it is bad news. I'd really rather this wouldn't happen. It's going to hit a lot of his blue-collar workers. They might be thick enough not to realize that and say it's those nasty foreigners, scapegoat them. That trick will probably work. But I think it will contribute to the Democrats winning the midterms next November. I know the party which doesn't usually hold the White House usually wins the midterms, but this makes it more likely than otherwise and win by a bigger margin. I mean, not a landslide. We shall see. Thank you for watching this video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.